Hey, CJ, what should we do? What story are we gonna do? What did you just say?
I want the story that the guy found the coin.
Okay. So, let's do part three of the coin. So, let's welcome everybody to the Daily Bedtime Stories podcast. For kids, right? And this is not a podcast for adults. This is a podcast for kids, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, if you remember, in our story, what was happening is little Billy had a connection with this coin. And somebody stole the coin, but the coin was tugging at him. It's leading him back to the coin. Right? He's got a connection to the coin. It's like glue or something. So he's on his way and he's in this strange place and he sees this big mountain and he starts to climb up this big mountain because he feels like the coin is tugging him there. And on his way up there, it starts getting dark. And all of a sudden he's surrounded by these little animals. He couldn't make out the animal or really what they look like, but their eyes were bright yellow and they were surrounding him and they were getting closer and closer to him. And little Billy, he's kind of afraid because he's in a strange place and he doesn't know what to do. And he starts saying to the creatures, he says, I don't know who you are or what you are, but I don't want to hurt you. I'm just here looking for my lost coin. And right then, he notices there's some weird, strange noises that start coming from the creatures. It was almost like they were talking to one another, but it was kind of a screechy, scratchy sound. I don't know if you can imagine that, but it was almost like they were words, but it was another language, and it was kind of like that. It was just screechy, and he couldn't make out the words. It was just really weird. And they kind of stopped closing in on him. And he said, "Do you know where my lost coin is?" And the commotion just got even louder. And in fact, the commotion all around him got to be so loud and so screechy that he could hardly think. I mean, it was just, he had to plug his ears. It was so loud. In fact, he thought maybe they were done with that sound, and he unplugged his ears, but it was even louder, and he plugged his ears and he got down on his knees and he closed his eyes because it was so loud. When he unplugged his ears, it just hurt. And finally, he didn't know what happened, but he must have passed out, or the animals must have got him, or he didn't know. But all of a sudden, he was laying there, and he realized, my hands aren't over my ears; they're by my side. I'm laying on the ground. And my eyes are closed, but I kind of think it's daytime. You know how when your eyes are closed and it's dark, but there's bright light, you can kind of tell?
Yeah, because
it's kind of red. And he's like, he was kind of scared to open his eyes. But he opened his eyes, and he looked up, and he saw the clouds. And he remember thinking that there was a cloud that looked kind of like his house. He missed his house. It was back. He didn't know where his house was. In fact, he didn't know when he was ever going to get home. But he also knew that more than anything, he wanted to find that coin. That coin was leading him to it. And there was all these questions that were happening in his mind. What were those strange creatures? Why did they surround him? And why did they start making that crazy noise when he started talking about the coin? And then what happened to him? Where is he at now? And he was just staring up in the sky. And he hadn't looked around to really see where he was. And then he sat up and he started to look around. And he realized that he wasn't on that mountain anymore. He was actually a long ways from that mountain. He saw the mountain way off in the distance. In fact, there was a big canyon between him and the mountain. And he knew that he had to get to that mountain because that's where the coin was. He could just feel it. He knew that the coin was there. And he was so close. He was on the mountain. But now, he was so far away. And he got up. And he decided, and he tried to walk. And there was a, all of a sudden, when he tried to walk, he heard a, and then somebody had shot an arrow in it. A bow and arrow, you know, an arrow, and it landed right in front of him, like to stop him walking. And he looked back to see who shot the arrow, and there was a girl. And a girl, and she was dressed in leather, kind of. She looked like she was a hunter. She had a bow and arrow. She had a quiver on her back. She had guards on her arms. And her hair, she had, it was braided. One braid on each side. And she had kind of some mud kind of on her face to make her kind of match into the surroundings. It looked like she was on a hunting trip or something. And she was tried to camo herself a little bit. And he said, "Why did you do that? Why did you?" And she says, "You can't go in that canyon by yourself. You need help." And he says, he just looked at her and said, "What? Who are you?" And she said, "My name is Stella. And I found you on the mountain. In fact, I saved you. I saved you from those, Valhallas." And he says, "The what?" And she said, "You've never heard of the Valhalla rats?" And he says, "I've heard of rats before, but never Valhalla rats." And she said, "Well, those rats are dangerous. They probably would have ate you. If you would have stayed there, they would have surrounded you and they would have ate you. But I came and I saved you. And I pulled you from that mountain. That mountain is dangerous." And little Billy sat, and sat there, and he talked to Stella. She was cooking a meal, and they ate a good meal. He didn't know what it was. It was some kind of meat that she hunted. And he told her all about the coin, and all about the men that he had met that said that he had a connection with the coin, and it was true. And then he ended up in this world that he didn't know where it was. And Stella was like, "I'll tell you what, I will help you get the coin. I will go with you because you need somebody that knows this place, that knows this country, that knows this land, and knows how to deal with the Valhalla rats and all the other creatures that we're going to run across. There's so many beasts," she said. And he said, "Okay, well," he said, maybe you should train me a little bit. Maybe I need a weapon." And Stella said, "That's a good idea. Let me train you how to use a sword." And she took out this big sword and she gave it to little Billy. And little Billy, they spent the next 3 days, and little Billy was training on how to use the sword. And then they took off into the big canyon. The end. So,
can we do it?
In this story, they actually got further away from the coin. Do you think that little Billy and Stella are going? What do you think they're going to find in the canyon next time?
I have a question.
Okay, what's your question? Well, it was dark when she, it was just at the very beginning of the night, right? When the sun went down, it started to get dark, that little Billy ran into the Valhalla rats. And then he must have passed out or something. And then it took her all, because it was daytime, so it took her all night to get him back there. I don't know. Okay, any other thoughts? All right, let's
Well, I have a question.
Okay, what's your question?
How long did little Billy have to... How long has little Billy been sitting there?
I don't know. I don't know.
I have a question, too.
Okay, what?
Maybe the rat goes up the mountain with the coin and put it on the rock.
Do you think it was the rats that took the coin? The Valhalla rats?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll have to see.
But are they big as not?
They're about the size of a raccoon, we said.
And okay. How do they eat people?
I don't know. Well, a bunch of them. If there's a bunch of them, they could overpower a person.
Okay. And then they would just eat a bone, one bone every day.
All right, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. I thank you for these boys. I thank you for the Lord's Day, in which we could go to church and worship. And I pray that you would just be with these guys. Give them a good night's sleep tonight. Help them to just grow up, to be big and strong, and to love you with all of their hearts. I pray that you would keep them healthy. I pray that you would use them in great and mighty ways. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.